All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And you hear that music, and then you look at the clock, and you look at the calendar. Well, it's Tuesday at 9:40. This is when we check in with our friends at SailSportsTalk.com. Patty Mangus joins us once again. We're here to talk about SailGP. There is a big calendar getting ready to start in November. It'll be Dubai, Auckland, New Zealand, Sydney, L.A., San Francisco, Brazil, New York. It'll be in Great Britain, Germany, Toronto. That is, of course, in the middle of the boot in Italy. Not Toronto, but Toronto. Geneva, Andalusia, Cadiz, the Middle East, and then Abu Dhabi ending a year from November, November 25. But this weekend, they're coming to San Francisco. Patty Mangan, what is going on this weekend in San Francisco?
It's pretty darn exciting. It's the finale. And I think you and I were there last year, and it was $1 million prize package at that time. It's now $2 million for whoever wins this particular race, and the season, I guess. And then the prize package overall has risen to $7 million for the entire series of the event. So at each race, at each destination, there's a $400,000 prize package. 200 for first place, and I'm guessing some breakdown of the other 200 for second and third at each location. So Halifax or New York or San Francisco, or not LA. But yeah, I mean, that's just breaking news. I mean, I was just absorbing it before the show today, because if you look at that, this is our final this weekend. This is our final finale weekend for San Francisco. They have taken us off the plan as where to end all of the world travels and events.
Yes, I remember very well last year watching that with you over there by the St. Francis Yacht Club, and I thought they did a tremendous job on TV, the coverage showing what's going on, because it's not like a traditional race around a track or a car race. You have to understand what's going on, and the two main protagonist. Well, New Zealand has a pretty big lead right now. They have 96 points with Peter Burling at the helm. Australia has our friend Tom Slingsby, who's been on the show several times, at 78. Spain and France are not far behind. And then bringing up the rear, Canada, Denmark, Great Britain, United States, Germany, and Switzerland. I did see, though, a lot of teams have been docked points, 2-4 points here or there. But Australia got docked 8 points as well for their race in Christchurch. What were some of the, because it seems rather common to get points docked. Do you know what one of the main, is it bumping into the other boat? Like, what are the reasons you get docked?
Yeah, it's for errors that are made in which they're challenged for. And the what do you got? What do you, you know, the umpires are watching for things as well. And they'll be the ones that make the call. Or the team that's been offended will make the call. So, but it's so obvious now with the coverage, all the cameras, all the drones and what all is being used, you can see everything. There's cameras on board, there's cameras on the teammates. I mean, everything gets captured. And sometimes it's a matter of just not being able to make that change fast enough based on the current of the water and the wind and what they were planning to do, and what all of a sudden might become a forced error, and they might just find themselves making an error and they get docked the points. They might also be taking a chance that if they don't get called on it and they get ahead, that is a risk worth taking. But Australia's actually had a lot of, you know, they won season one, season two, and season three. And this year, they've had a capsize. They've had, I think they've had two capsizes, and they've had the errors, and they just haven't had the wins that they normally would have had. But they have managed to stay in, you know, essentially, what do you call podium place, second and third, for every race. They hang in there, but they haven't won, which is, you know, part of Peter Burling's pretty aggressive. Well, I think they all are. They all take their moments. Phil Robertson is known from Canada. He's known for taking his chances.
Well, I also saw in the notes that there was one team that got points, and that is New Zealand was granted 6 points for their Toronto Rays because they couldn't compete. They suffered wing damage in Saint-Tropez. So I guess if you can prove your boat's damaged and you can't fix it fast enough, they hand you 6 points?
Well, I have to look at that. That's crazy. I mean,
that is crazy.
I think you could do some, you know, because the it is interesting because Australia's actually had technical problems with the wing. So they're not getting points for their broken down boat. Or I'm not aware of it, but I will look into that. I have to say, I've just come out of planning and executing the Fillmore Jazz Festival, which took 3 or 4 months out of my life. And it was amazing.
Great.
You know, I'm like, okay, I woke up yesterday and I'm like, okay, what is this week about? And I'm like, LGB. It's coming. It's going to be here. And I hope the crowds show up. I hope the crowds, you know, come in line the waterfront and enjoy the spectacle that CLGP provides. You know, in your world, Rick, where you're covering all kinds of events in sports around the world, I think that, you know, by now, CLGP should be bringing a huge amount of attention to the sports fans.
Well, it's just a matter of, you know, there are many things about it, but it, you know, you want to get familiarity with it too. So like if a bunch of strangers are doing it, so what I think CLGP needs to do is they need to take, like, Taylor Canfield is the driver, as they call it officially, the driver for the Team USA. He's a 7-time world champion. Yeah. Team USA is having a lousy season, let's face it. They're going to finish in the lower half, which is, you know, upsetting if you're American and you care. But they need to take Taylor Canfield. They need to take the aforementioned Tom Slingsby, like France, Canton, De La Pierre, the Germans, Eric Heil. They need to get these. It's sort of like they say with Major League Baseball. They don't pump up their stars. I think if people got excited about the actual, you know, personnel, then they'd have a vested interest outside of just nationalism, because we know that you could have a New Zealander, you know, a Kiwi doing the Canada boat, whatever. But also, it's an understanding of what's going on, because you just see boats racing around. That's why I say I think they do a really good job. And then there's also, you know, I would have to say, unfortunately, prevailing thing that this is just for super rich elite people wearing a ascot and smoking a pipe. And I think if they made it more, I guess maybe if there was like a Tiger Woods, you know, he kind of dragged golf out of the rich guy's mansion. I don't know what it would take, but definitely they need to, these guys can't be strangers is what I'm saying.
Right. I think, you know, I mean, I feel in general, the coverage that I've seen and the events that I've watched, that everything is pumped up, really pumped up. And they're bringing on a new team from Brazil. And as I understand it from what I was listening to, to bring on a new team, you have to have somewhere between 45 and 80 million to play.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah. And somebody is getting knocked out after this race, this competition this weekend. And it could be Canada. Canada's not on the list for the 24-25 season. They're not on it. And what's really weird is that it starts in Dubai and it ends in Dubai. And it's like, how can it end in Dubai in November of 2025 when the race always starts again within a few months? So they must be like doing another rotation a couple months later. Back to your question about the hero aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You have to, well, there is this competitiveness that we haven't really felt. The whole purpose of CLGP was to help bring up sailing, competitive racing, to not have a team with an Aussie and a Kiwi and so on. a Brit, right? Being the winning team. But to have national teams. And to do that, they did have to use some of the top sailors in the world to get the team started in Spain or to get the team started in Denmark. And then as they brought that team to the strength, that skipper, whatever country he was from, would move on to the next country to train. So now we really do have, like, you know, during America's Cup, you really feel a sense of, you want the U.S. to win if you're from America and so on. If you want to,
I have a suggestion that will work. This is, okay. Let's close with this. So they taught me in journalism that if you hold a sign on the sidewalk that says save the whales, no one will look at you. But if Tom Cruise holds the sign that says save the whales, there'll be a huge riot. And it's sort of like in the Olympics with the bobsled, we were like, oh, that's kind of fun. And then Herschel Walker, the former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL Pro Bowler, he decided he wanted to do it. And everyone was like, oh, my gosh, I got to check out the bobsled. So what you need is you need Taylor Swift to join one of these teams and Sail GP will blow up. What do you think of that?
I think you get some of the team members to go do one of her dance routines during one of her concerts.
Well, everybody should check it out. As she was saying, it's July 13th and 14th coming up this weekend. You can go to truefanexperiences.com for some VIP stuff as well. And, of course, sailsporttalk.com will always have the information. We've been speaking with Patty Mangan. Patty, I know this is your passion. I know this is like Christmas, 4th of July, and New Year's for you. So have a great time out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break. We will come on back on Sports Byline. How to lift us up.